I'm Shannon Moore, and this is Formation. Today we're going to be hearing a story from someone who had a childhood experience that really affected her adult experience as a Christian. Join us. Welcome to Formation. It's a weekly series from University Christian Church in Fort Worth, Texas. My name is Shannon Moore, and each week I'll be sitting down with somebody to talk about faith, why it's important, what it means, and how people stay on the spiritual journey. I'm really excited today to have Roxanne Penix with us. Roxanne is a member at University Christian Church. She is an elder. She has been a deacon. She is an usher. She is a congregational care minister. What else do you do, Roxanne? You're in charge of the group that prepares communion that we call the Chancel Guild. And she's also sort of my fairy godmother. She comes to my house occasionally and plants flowers. And when I'm sick, she brings me crackers and soup. So I'm very happy to have you here today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Really just kind of want to talk about faith today and what it means to you. And what was your faith like as a child? Did you go to church when you were a child?
I did not.
Really?
I guess the word is unchurched. When I was a child, my parents were both of different faiths, and it was an argument between them of what church to go to, so we did not go to church.
What faiths were they, if you don't mind my asking?
You could ask. My mother was Catholic, and my father was Disciples of Christ. And
okay.
He went to the Christian Church of Melissa, Texas.
Melissa,
here in Fort Worth, or in Texas, in Melissa, Texas. And so I was introduced to church when I was a little girl by my grandmother in Melissa, Texas, at the Christian Church there. I'd go with her on Sunday mornings and prepare communion, light the stoves, open the windows.
Do that every week?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Every week. And we went to VBS during the summer. We'd stay with her for a week, and my cousins and I would all go to VBS. So that was the extent of being exposed to church. And I was always very embarrassed as a child because other people's went to church with their families, and they'd go to the cafeteria and eat lunch afterwards. It was a family thing, and I was always very embarrassed and really wished that we had gone.
And people talk about their church activities at school and that
yes.
sort of thing, and you felt left out?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know about the Bible stories. I didn't have a home church. And I don't care if you were going to the hospital, get your tonsils out, or you were filling out a Brownies registration form or what it was, or Girl Scouts or whatever, they'd always ask what denomination and a church affiliation you were.
It was just assumed that you would
that
have
you
one.
Would, and it would break my heart because I didn't have one.
What do you think the heartbreak was about?
I think there was a time, well, I know there was a time in my life, my young life, I was probably 6 years old, that God was really calling me to the church, and I felt it in a powerful way, and I asked my grandmother if I could go down to the front of the church and join the church. And she said no, because I'd have to talk about that with my parents. So I didn't want to do that, because that was always a family argument. And
I'm interested in the arguments. Was it about beliefs, or was it about just simply where you would go, or what was the tension in your family about the difference in religion?
I believe it was that both of them were very steeped in their own beliefs, and they didn't want to decide one or the other, and it couldn't be both. So it was hard as a young person. And so I never did talk to my parents. And when my nanny got to where she was really literally going home to be with Jesus, she told me, she said, "I'm so sorry I didn't let you join the church."
Mm.
And it broke my heart because I had wanted to for so long.
How old were you at that point?
I was probably 19 or 20. And then I went back to my nanny's church when I was 38 and was baptized there.
Oh my goodness.
And then, and that was in 1990. And then,
now how did that come about?
I had a client who had lost a son and all his real close friends in a car wreck from his oldest daughter's wedding to the reception. They had had a wreck. And I watched this family go through this horrible tragedy with such grace and humility and love and strength. And I wanted the faith that he had. And so I decided I have got to get a church, I've got to go to Bible study, I've got to learn about this. And the Lord really stayed right in front of me when I was going through this call. I had taken my daughter to get her wisdom teeth out, and the oral surgeon had some little pamphlets on his coffee table that were about Jesus, and they were just real sweet little things with some scriptures. And I was sitting in that waiting room just crying, and the receptionist was, "Are you okay?" I said, I'm fine, you know. But I was just getting this call, this like hunger, I've got to find a church home.
Did that feel, was there a similarity in that feeling from what you remembered as a child when you felt that urge to join church? Was it, that ring a familiar bell for you?
Mm-hmm. It was a comforting call. It was something I knew I needed to do. And I was in a much better place in which to do it. And I felt like God had me right where he wanted me.
Mm.
And I was right where I needed to be. And he put a Bible study in front of me. He allowed me to meet my second husband, who was a member here at University Christian Church all his life. And I got to come back to my first inkling of where I belonged, and that was at the Disciples of Christ Church of Nanny's. But it was right here in Fort Worth, Texas, where I could come.
We're going to take a break here in just a moment, but I want to go back to that decision that your nanny made mm-hmm. for you about joining the church. I know you said that she regretted that, but do you think if she had allowed you to do that, would that have been, what would that have been like at home?
I don't think it was God's timing.
Hmm.
I really think he knew that it might be a real, probably not a good situation. I was too young to get myself to church. I didn't know any friends. I had some with the Baptist church and the Methodist church and things of that nature, but I wouldn't have a way to get to the church that I wanted to go to. And I didn't, at that point, I didn't even know where a Disciples church was, mm-hmm. where a Christian church was in Fort Worth. I didn't even know really, I don't know that I knew the difference between what the Disciples believed mm-hmm. and the Baptists and the Catholics. Mm-hmm. I didn't really understand that difficult place that my family was in.
Mm. So you think it was just a matter of God's timing?
I think it was God's timing, and I think that my grandmother was very wise in that she honored both my parents' wishes, mm-hmm. and we didn't get in a family feud.
Religion will do that sometimes.
I know. And, you know, so I really think she was very wise, but I think as she watched me not develop a church relationship and a deep relationship with the Lord. I think she regretted that she hadn't facilitated it a little bit more. However, she was the catalyst for what happened with me. It was my grandmother, mm-hmm. not my parents.
Sounds like it. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Roxanne. The members of University Christian Church have a message for you. You are valuable, worthy of love, and already part of what God is doing in the world. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship. Traditional worship in our sanctuary at 9 and 11, simple worship in the chapel at 9:30, or visit our 10:10 service in Walker Hall. We are a church of open-minded people who value curiosity and recognize we don't have all the answers. We strive to be open and honest about where we are on our faith journey. We practice compassion and generosity. All are welcome at University Christian Church, where you can experience Christ's courageous love for yourself and learn to carry that love with you wherever you go. Discover more about our programs and upcoming events at universitychristian.org and stay connected by following us on social media. We're back at Formation with guest Roxanne Penix. Roxanne, tell me a little bit about, you told me in the past about some of the things that your grandmother did, but there was a particular task that she did at the church that you helped her with that I find pretty fascinating.
Well, we would get up really early, pardon me, before the sun came up and go to church. We didn't even get ready for church. We ran up there and what clothes we threw on, and it was dark, and in the summer it was just sweltering hot. We'd throw the windows all open, and then we'd go to the kitchen, or if it was winter, we'd light the fires, and we had gas fires everywhere, so we'd heat the building up. But we'd go to the kitchen, and we'd fill the communion trays with real glass cups that you had to wash, and you had to be real careful not to break them. They were fragile. But we would take saltine crackers and crunch them up, and that was our bread for the table. And we would take Welsh's grape juice and make it, but we'd dilute it half and half. You know, it'd be half grape juice with water cut, because the church was small and a little rural community church and didn't have a lot of funds for that. So we had to make the saltines go a long way, and that juice. And
I hope it was Welch's.
It was Welch's. Okay, okay. It was Welch's.
I heard it doesn't work if it's not Welch's.
Yeah, it's good because it was Welch's, and it was frozen. You know, we had we didn't have the jugs like we have here at UCC.
I see, those concentrate.
Had to take the concentrate and mix it.
Oh, that's interesting. Uh-huh. But then you had to wash those cups, didn't you?
And then we had to wash the cups. So we took them out very gingerly, and then, you know, you really had to get them in soap and hot water and make sure they were clean and no residue, and then they had to be dry, and they're tiny. Of course, my hands were little. I was kind of clumsy, but my hands were small, so it was easier probably for me to do than it was my nanny.
But she did that every week, whether
she
you
did
were
it
there
every
or not.
Week.
Wow. That's a great story. Uh-huh. Well, especially given the fact that later, as you said, you were baptized at that same church. I love that fact. Then you found your way to University Christian Church. And how did you become involved in preparing communion here?
This is a wonderful story, very close to my heart. I became a deacon, and at our very first deacon's meeting, Judy Klinkscales,
she was in charge of the
deacons. She was our chair of the deacons. She asked each and every one of us, you know, what do you remember about church as a child or serving? How, you know, what do you, when you think of serving the church, what do you think about? Or what is close to your heart? Mm-hmm. What is a good church memory from your youth? And we wrote these kind of things down on a list of things that we thought we might be interested in. Well, my only one was communion preparation. And I wrote that little story. I used to do this with my grandmother, and I'd like to do it for UCC. Well, I'll tell you what, she didn't let the grass grow under her feet until I was in chancel guild.
How long before you became the head of it?
I think it was probably a year and a half.
How long has that been?
It's been about 20 years now, I think.
Wow.
Right at.
Well, and I remember several years ago, you were running short on folks, and you and I decided to go on a prayer campaign about it, and boy, were those prayers answered.
God answered them mightily. We have, we went from like 7 to 27 in a matter of a day after we'd been praying about it for about a week or two. And God brought the most dedicated group of people to Chancel Guild. They are here every week. We have a, each of us has a certain week, first through the fourth. And all of them come very dedicatedly. They remember that it's their week. I usually send out a little text, you know, if there's some reason you can't be there, let me know so I can fill in. And, you know, I don't want you coming sick. And a lot of times people get sick at the last minute. And, but they're so dedicated. And all of them love doing it. There's a real warm feeling that you get from preparing all of that that everybody's going to share. And all of them feel that connection with preparing it and then cleaning it all up afterwards, because it's such an important part of this church, because we are people of the table.
And I love that connection that you have personally with communion, going back to your childhood, even though you didn't really grow up in church. So that's a beautiful, beautiful connection.
And at the time that I was doing it, I didn't realize what it really meant. You know, I didn't, I didn't understand. I knew it was important. I knew we did it every week. But I didn't, and it was a lot of work, but I didn't understand it until I was much older. And the fact that, another story about being able to take communion no matter who you are or what your affiliation is here at the University Christian Church and all Disciples of Christ Church, all are welcome at our table. And I knew from my first husband was Catholic, and I knew that that was not the case with all churches. And when I would attend things with him at church, which I didn't do very often, it was usually a funeral or some rosary or something. If communion was served and you, you know, couldn't partake of it, you just sat and stayed there. And when I first started coming to UCC, I didn't get up, or I just passed the tray down or whatever. And one of the members, Libet's proffer, came over to me one day, about 3 or 4 weeks after I'd been coming. And she took my hand. She said, "Honey, Jesus gave you the right to take communion 2,000 years ago. She said, you need to start taking communion."
Oh.
And I was so touched, because I wasn't sure.
Right.
I had so many questions about my faith.
Well, obviously communion is an important aspect of your faith. I'm curious if you have some other kind of spiritual disciplines or practices that you do to sort of keep yourself on the path.
Well, I love Bible study. And I do attend here with Zena McAdams here at church on Wednesdays. I love that class. I love that we have deep questions that we ask about our faith and what we're studying. I also have found prayer very, very important to me.
A daily prayer practice.
Daily prayer.
And dedicated time.
You know, there's no specific time that you can go to the Lord and he won't listen, you know. You can talk to him anytime, and I do a lot of different times during the day. But I have a specific time where I pray for my prayer list, people that I've got on my heart and my mind, and on my, I've got a list of people that I pray for every day. And that changes and gets added to, and then as people don't need to be on that prayer list for something very specific, whether they've got maybe a parent in hospice, or they've going through a divorce or an illness, or have been given a terrible diagnosis or something, and they're on your list. So I pray a specific time in the morning for all of those people. But you can always find somebody to pray for.
Well, I know that there's one person at least who told me that they thought you had a direct line because they had been going through something and you had been praying for them, and their prayers were answered, and they said that Roxanne Penix has a direct line.
Well,
Roxanne, we didn't even touch the surface of the other things that you do, congregational care ministry and all that, but we're about out of time, so we'll have to have you back sometime. But thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your faith story with us. It's a really beautiful story, and thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And we'll be back next week with another story from another person. If you have topics that you would like for us to talk about on Formation, shoot us an email. It's formation@ucccftw.com, or perhaps you would like to be a guest on Formation. Love to hear from you. Take care and have a great week.